it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Welcome into another edition of the PHNX Sun Devil Show. I am Anthony Totri. Guys, buckle up for another audio-only episode. The transfer portal has now been open for about 5 days, and for Arizona State, not a whole lot of loss outside of quarterback Jaden Rashada. We discussed quarterback Jaden Rashada leaving on Thursday in an emergency-only podcast. If you missed that, definitely go back. Take a listen to that podcast. We kind of broke down why Rashada left, the writing on the wall with the quarterback situation with Sam Levitt, Navi. And again, this audio-only episode is going to be really focused in on the quarterback position. And I'm even going to give you a name in the transfer portal to keep an eye on for Arizona State to potentially snag from that transfer portal. But let's go ahead and let's just talk about the state of the room as it stands right now. We obviously did a positional breakdown episode just a few weeks back before spring ball even really started. So as it stands right now, only two scholarship quarterbacks on the roster. You've got a guy in Sam Levitt who is really impressed over the first few weeks of spring ball. It appears that it is Levitt's job to lose to be the starting quarterback for the Arizona State Sun Devils. With that said, I would say do not sleep on Trenton Bourget. Trenton Bourget has also had a very nice spring. His best practice coming Tuesday of this past week. There's obviously a handful of practices left for these quarterbacks and really the rest of the roster to compete ahead of fall camp here in a few months. Again, that transfer portal window closes on April 30th, and then for graduate level students, it closes, I believe, on the 1st of May. So again, something to keep an eye on as we move forward. It appears Sam Levitt will be the starting quarterback for the Arizona State Sun Devils, with Trenton Bourget being his backup. And then, of course, you've got the walk-on Navi, who has, I won't say necessarily impressed throughout spring ball, because that would be a little bit of an over-exaggeration, but he's certainly starting to get comfortable with where he is at in terms of practicing day-to-day at the college level. Not to say that this isn't a kid that could at one point earn a scholarship to be an Arizona State quarterback. But again, as it stands right now, I wouldn't fully expect Navi to be that third quarterback, that third scholarship quarterback. So where does that leave Arizona State? Well, you look at the quarterback injury bug that really hindered this team last season. Of course, Jaden Rashada got hurt. Trenton Bourget got hurt. Drew Pine got hurt. Every quarterback under the sun took a punch for the Sun Devils. So Arizona State, Kenny Dillingham and company certainly need to go snag another quarterback from the portal. Well, who's that going to be? Who is Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham going to find at this point in the portal that fits the mold of what Kenny Dillingham and company want to do here in Tempe? Well, the name that I've got for you guys is former Washington quarterback William Haskell. Haskell, 6'4", 200 pounds, started his career at San Diego State, still has a few years of eligibility. He joined Washington in 2023 and then attended San Diego State in 2021 and 2022. So at San Diego State, he appeared in 3 games in each of those 2 seasons, including a redshirt season in 2021, completed 4 of 7 pass attempts for 47 yards, also rushed for 31 yards and a touchdown on 6 carries. 2022 workload was pretty similar, 3 of 7 for 12 yards over 3 games, along with 3 carries for 19 yards. Now, Haskell is a kid from Arizona, okay? Played high school ball at Ironwood High in Glendale, was an impressive quarterback at the high school level. His senior season in the shortened 2020 season, was pretty impressive. 1,863 yards through the air and 22 touchdowns as a senior. also rushed for 453 yards on just 40 carries. Again, that's an 11.3 yard per rush. And then again, this is a kid that throughout his career, okay, his career at high school, threw for 4,193 yards, threw for 44 passing touchdowns over his career, also rushed for nearly 2,000 yards and 26 TDs on 206 carries. 2019 Arizona 5A Player of the Year. This is a kid, again, that has experience in the Valley. And we know that Kenny Dillingham wants to bring home kids that played high school ball in Arizona, that grew up in Arizona, that want to be Arizona State Sun Devils. We saw it with a kid in Cole Martin, right? The defensive back who was the top cornerback in his class, opted to play his freshman season at Oregon, and then eventually this past offseason transferred to Arizona State. He's primed to have a whole lot of success. So I would say it makes sense for Arizona State to bring in a guy like Will Haskell Jr. for a couple different reasons. You've obviously got the fact that this kid is from Arizona. He understands the Valley. It would definitely hype up the idea of bringing those kids back home. He went to a program in Washington that you saw what they were capable of doing last season. Now, of course, it was Michael Penix Jr., but again, you got a guy in Will Haskell Jr. that sat behind Michael Penix Jr., okay, that could watch him work. He was at a winning program, and then coming to Arizona State would be absolutely massive, not to mention his time at San Diego State. You know what that program is in terms of toughness. I think Will Haskell Jr., he would come to Arizona State and he would bring not only, he would not only fit the mold of what Kenny Dillingham wants in a player, but for me, you're getting a kid now that has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, right? San Diego State didn't work out. Washington, kind of overshadowed. Well, now you throw in Will Haskell Jr. into the Arizona State quarterback room, and what do you got? You got Sam Levitt, the Michigan State transfer. You've got Trenton Borgé, who's really on his last year of eligibility because he's been playing college football for quite some time. And then you've got Navi, a really young kid. You look to the class of 2025. You're bringing in Tolofsen, really primed to be a really talented quarterback at this level. So it's interesting, but you do need to bring in another guy. And I think Haskell can continue the competition side of things. Now, I know there's going to be Arizona State fans that don't love that. They don't love the idea that the quarterback competition would continue, that you would continuously start fall camp in Camp Tontazona with competition. But for me, that's what Kenny wants. That's what Marcus Arroyo wants. They want the best possible quarterback to be starting for the Arizona State Sun Devils. And if that's Sam Levitt, then so be it. If it's Trenton Borgé, then so be it. If it's Will Haskell Jr., then so be it. Now, I'm not saying that Will Haskell Jr. is a foregone conclusion to be an Arizona State Sun Devil, but I think it would be a very, very smart move for Kenny Dillingham and company to see this former four-star Arizona high school kid come to Arizona State. I think it would be a smart move to bring him in, at least have a visit, at least have a conversation, because one thing that Kenny Dillingham loves in his quarterbacks is versatility. Just look at the run that he's had, even most recently outside of Arizona State. You had a kid in Jordan Travis, dual threat quarterback. You had Bo Nix at Oregon, dual threat quarterback. Well, you look at the roster now, Sam Levitt, he's a quarterback. Is he a dual threat? Maybe not so much as much of an athlete as some of those other guys. That's not necessarily a knock on him as a player. It's just what he's capable of. Trenton Borgé, he can scramble when he needs to. Not necessarily a dual threat quarterback. Navi is a little bit more of a dual threat quarterback, but again, he's not a scholarship quarterback right now, and he's a true freshman. Haskell, he's been around college football. He's been around good teams. He's from the Valley. He's big. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. He's a dual threat quarterback. He could throw the rock, and he could run the rock. Whether he's here to win that starting job and compete with Sam Levitt and Trenton Borgé, then so be it. If he's here to push the limit of what those guys can be, then so be it. I think William Haskell is probably Arizona State's best option in the transfer portal to add an additional scholarship quarterback. Again, whether that happens is totally up in the air, but I think it would be probably in Arizona State's best interest to go out there and get a guy of William Haskell's talent, stature, and again, being from the state of Arizona, it pushes the narrative that Kenny Dillingham is true and honest about bringing home these types of athletes. Bring home a former four-star quarterback who, guess what, played his high school football at Ironwood High in Glendale, that throughout his high school career threw for nearly 50 touchdowns, rushed for nearly 30, threw for 4,100 yards, rushed for 1,900 yards. 2019 Arizona 5A Player of the Year. Bring him back. Bring him back, because I think he is honestly the best option. This is the cream of the crop option left in the transfer portal for Kenny Dillingham at that quarterback position. That's my 2 cents on it. Guys, let me know if you agree. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube, PHNX Sports. Give us a follow at PHNX _Sundoves. You can follow me on social at Anthony _Totri. You could follow my co-host, Shane Diefenbach, at Shane Deef. You could follow Eric Ruby at Eric Ruby. That is Eric with a K. We will be live again on Monday to discuss all things Arizona State. In the meantime, if you haven't already, leave a 5-star review wherever to get your podcasts. In the meantime, go Devils. Peace.